the portion of people in the U.S. who identify as Christian has declined significantly over the last 20 years, but a massive new Pew Research study finds that trend may be leveling off. Joining us to discuss the report is NPR religion correspondent Jason DeRose. Hi, Jason.
Hello.
Big picture, Christianity in the U.S., as we said, has been declining for years. Where do things stand?
Well, this study, which surveyed nearly 37,000 U.S. adults, found that 62% identify as Christian. Now, by comparison, when Pew did a similar survey back in 2007, that number was 78% Christian, and that's a big difference. But most of that drop-off happened until about 5 years ago. Things seem to have leveled off more recently, but it is hard to say at this point why that's the case or if it'll continue.
We hear a lot about people who say they're not part of any religion. What does this study show about that group?
Well, the percentage of people who identify as religiously unaffiliated, which can mean just nothing in particular or agnostic or atheist, is at an all-time high, 29%. And that's especially true among younger people raised in only nominally Christian homes or outside religion altogether. And they've just stayed that way. One of the authors of the Pew study is Greg Smith.
You have more and more people who have no religion having children. And so you have more and more people who, as children, were raised with no religion. And many of them grow up to be not particularly religious themselves.
And Smith says others in that unaffiliated category have left Christianity specifically. So religion is also less sticky than it once was from generation to generation, even among people raised in religion.
And what about people who identify as a religion other than Christian? What did the study find there?
Well, those numbers are on the rise. Now, just over 7% of the U.S. population. The largest religious minority in the country is Jews at about 2% of the population, and that's remained fairly stable. And then Muslims, Buddhists, and Hindus have risen to around 1% each. Now, Ari, there are two things I find interesting about these numbers. As someone who covers religion, I come across people who often dramatically overestimate the percentage of Jews, Muslims, and Hindus in the U.S. And there's significant political rhetoric from the Trump administration that casts Christians as an embattled minority, but the numbers just don't show that to be the case.
Are there other patterns in the data that you think offer some insight into how religious identity is changing things on the ground?
Well, a few points. Given all the attention to immigration in politics these days, it's interesting to note that nearly 6 in 10 immigrants in the U.S. identify as Christian, which tracks with the overall population that says they're Christian. Also in the political realm, the portion of liberals who say they're Christian has dropped a lot. Back in 2007, nearly two-thirds of liberals identified as Christian. But now, Ari, that's just over one-third of the population, so a very large drop there. Another point I'll highlight is that Pew found women remain more religious than men, attending worship and daily prayer and other measures. But that gender gap is narrowing among younger people. And here's why that's interesting and important. Historically, women have been the ones who keep houses of worship running. So the question is, will these young men step up and do the daily work in these churches and these mosques and these synagogues to keep them going?
That is NPR religion correspondent Jason DeRose. Thank you.
You're welcome.